attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Into the show, second hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I want to remind you about the debate that's happening tomorrow night, Thursday, July the 11th, at the Ellison Place in Gaylord. Text me debate, I'll send you the flyer. Doors are going to open at 4 o'clock. The debate will start at 5. The first congressional district will be from 5 to 6. Then we're going to the 107th State House District. State Representative Neil Friske will be there. His opponent, Parker Fairburn, we don't know. That discussion is going to last an hour. If Parker Fairburn doesn't show up, I will be answering the questions on his behalf based on things that he's told me personally, what's on his website, who's endorsed him. I'm going to simply speak the truth. I will not be impersonating Congressman Jack Bergman or Parker Fairburn or Cam Cavett or Ken Borton if they choose not to come. Now, I prefer that they come and speak for themselves. But if they choose not to, I'll be sitting in for them. Based on my knowledge of bills, voting records, campaign finance reports, and information I've obtained about their residency. Do you guys really want me answering the questions for you? Well, that's what's going to happen. It was unanimous on the conference call Sunday night. The chairs and Dare Rendon, the chair of the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee, were all unanimous in me providing the truthful facts as I've studied it, as I've looked at all these issues, these bills, all of this information. I will be answering the questions for Congressman Jack Bergman. The specific questions asked by the panelists, the chairs of these various county parties, Bob Britsky from Presque Isle, Scott Swanson from Sheboygan, Mike Gureau from Mackinac, Brett Gooding representing Emmett County because Parker Fairburn is the chair and refuses to resign his chair while he's running against Neil Friske, Bill Coughlin, an attorney representing Charlevoix County, Tim Tarjeff, concerned citizen, Sheboygan School Board member, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse representing Otsego County. They're coming up with the questions. We don't know what the questions are. I don't know what the questions are. So I've had to spend my time prepping, looking at all their voting records, looking at things that they've actually tried to sponsor or get amendments for. I have all the information. They're going to not show up and force me to answer the questions for them. I'll do the best I can. I'm going to pray, God, please have me speak the truth based on the information and the knowledge that I've studied. Folks, I was up until 1:30 last night looking at this information. Every waking moment that I'm not out putting up signs for Vicky's campaign for Antrim County Clerk, Tiger Baseball, watching it in the background, studying this information. Text me debate, I'll send you the flyer. We've got a candidate in Tuscarora Township for trustee coming on, Tyler Gorrell. He'll be on in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number two. Joining us on the line right now is a candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. Tyler Gorrell's on the line. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We're doing good, sir. I want to ask you a question about your bio, your resume, your life experiences. Introduce yourself to the folks who may not know who Tyler Gorl is, as far as being a family man, a businessman. We just ran your commercial. Explain to the folks basically who you are.
Yes, sir. So my name is Tyler Gorl, born and raised here in Indian River. On my grandmother's side of the family, on my mom's side, that is, fifth generation, Tootstown, majority of the family inside the township itself. I started my business when I was 17 years old. Instead of going out and getting a cool hobby, I decided to go to work, and I've been doing that ever since.
What kind of business is it?
So it's a home maintenance business. We used to do a lot of commercial work. At this point, we pretty much stick to just residential and try to be as local as possible.
Okay, so home improvement projects, you a licensed builder?
So in the process of getting licensed to do builds, at the moment we just do maintenance, so a lot of staining, specialized cleaning services, basic repairs. So I'm used to taking care of things, and that's kind of why maintenance is a big issue for me at the township level as well.
Got it. So you're kind of a handyman, a jack of all trades. You have many talents at the business front. And you think that life experience will help you be a good trustee representing the people of Tuscarora Township?
Yes, sir. I definitely do.
What about your family? What kind of family life do you have?
So we have a great family. It's kind of rare nowadays, but my entire family goes to Grandpa and Grandma's house for lunch every Sunday. I mean, there could be anywhere from 20 to 24 of us there. Always been very close. I'm the oldest of three siblings. I have a daughter of my own. She's going to be 8 this August. So, yeah, family is very important to me, especially some of the old-fashioned family values, spending time with them. That's very important to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Learning all that history before they pass on so you know your roots, where you came from.
Yes, sir. Yep. We go through the family photo albums, so we see family from generations back enjoying the area. Lots of other families in town that have been close with my family for generations. So, yeah, it's very important to me.
Now, one of the things that's kind of interesting is the current elected officials serving, for health reasons and other things happening in their lives, chose to not run for reelection. And one of them is Janet Vance. I love Janet and John, great patriots, hardworking girl. 4th of July fireworks display that her and Bob and everybody put on was fantastic.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. Those are some pretty big shoes to fill. if you're getting elected and you know and you've seen, you've been to these meetings, you've watched them on YouTube, you've witnessed the hostility from some of the members of the public, why in the heck would you want to step up and throw your name into the ring and rather replace Janet Vance on the Tuscarora Township Board?
So I don't know if replacing would be the right word for it. Janet is an amazing person. She is one of the sweetest women that I know. She works very hard. I think about it this way. At some point, there has to be a changing of the guard. The older guard has been in place for a long while, if I can use that phrase. Sure. Eventually, the torch has to be passed. I care about this town. My entire family history is here. Walking around, letting my daughter enjoy the same beach I did as a child, going to the parks that my family themselves put a lot of work into, donated a lot of time and effort into making. I love this area. I love the people here. So if I can find a way that I can either give back or serve the community that made me, I feel it's my responsibility to do so.
So you're feeling a sense of civic duty, if you will.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Now, you say yes, sir. Do you have a military background?
You know, I get asked that a surprising amount with customers and people that I meet. I myself do not know. My grandfather on my dad's side is a Marine. I learned a lot from him, how to treat people. A lot of my work ethic comes from him, as well as a yes, sir, no, ma'am. So I guess it's just something I kind of picked up along the way from him.
Right, and because you know I'm older than you, you're just paying respect to your elders is what you're saying.
Yes, sir. And you know what? People my own age, it's just something I do.
Gotcha. Let me ask you this. In your ad, you mentioned that you would never vote to increase taxes. And one of the things I know that Bob Cramer and Jay Raisma and Janice Delahaye, who's running for re-election as the treasurer, have really tried to keep the spending down, the taxes mm-hmm. down. They've gone through major budget reforms. They've implemented certain policies. I guess my question is this. How do you see yourself, if elected, if the people of Tuscarora Township vote for Tyler Gorel to be the new trustee, how do you see yourself fitting in to that fiscal responsibility role that Janet Vance and Bob Cramer and others kind of reinstated, kind of got back on fiscal track? How do you see yourself fitting into that role as the new trustee?
So that's a good question. When it comes to managing projects, the financial end of them, I have a lot of experience with that. We have a lot of clients that we do yearly maintenance for, quarterly maintenance, and I have to keep things on a certain schedule. Just like with my clients, I care about them. I don't want them spending more money than they need to, all the more so with the money from our township. The people that live here work hard to make the money that they do. I don't want to see it spent frivolously. What if that money stays local anyway? I don't want to see it spent frivolously or on things that are unnecessary. So that's where a lot of the maintenance aspect for myself comes from. Spending a reasonable amount of money to maintain things is going to be the financially responsible thing, as opposed to allowing things to go years without being properly maintained and then requiring either restoration work or replacement, instead of just taking the steps needed to keep it in pristine condition.
So, again, that maintenance man mentality, part of your business now. How old are you currently?
I am 29.
Okay, so your business has been in place for 12 years. You're going on almost half of your life. you've been in business.
Yep.
The question is this, and it's really interesting, because you come from this maintenance mentality, some of the roads that have been replaced, very costly project. Bob mm-hmm. Cramer, you know, I had Janice Delahaye, I had Ron Oldenwald on yesterday talking about Bob Cramer, 74 years old, out there painting the lines, you know, to save money for the township.
Yep.
You're younger, you're 29, you do maintenance as a business. You actually would be able to give the board some advice on some of these projects they're looking at doing. The sewer project's coming up. A lot of things have been put in place. You really bring real-world common sense, I guess.
Yep.
Glasses looking at these projects.
Yeah, and that is something that I had wondered in the past before, because our township, we are taking on, the board has been taking on a lot of maintenance issues, either when it comes to blight projects getting done or a lot of these road projects. We don't really have anyone currently with either construction or excavating background on the board. Now, not that that's the most important thing for running a township, but I feel like having someone with a perspective to offer on that is a great thing. Either to have someone to assist with advising on these projects, or if we need someone from the board to kind of oversee or manage a project along those lines, I think it's an asset that I can bring to the table. Yes.
Absolutely. Because so many times I go to these county commissioner meetings, I go to township meetings,
mm-hmm.
and they are paying people to come with your experience to come and testify in front of the planning commission, for example.
Right.
You know, they're looking at a special use permit. A guy wants to build a mini storage here in Torch Lake. Well, nobody on the board has any common sense experience, real world, in that field. They had to pay a guy $1,000 to come to be an expert witness to review the guy's site plan. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm going, are you kidding me? Nobody has any construction experience. You can't look at a site plan and tell your fellow members. You basically could fill that role in Tuscarora Township.
And you know what? Not necessarily saying that I don't want to come off the wrong way on that, but I do feel like it is a strength that I do have to offer. Yes, sir.
Just some common sense explanation based on your experience. One other, I got a text message coming in. If you get elected this August 6th primary, obviously, you're the trustee come November. The question is this, and it's kind of interesting. how long do you want to serve, if elected, in this role, you know, serving Tuscarora Township?
Well, I plan on living here for the rest of my life. So long as I am useful, I would be happy to serve the township that I live in. So long as the people like me, if the people choose to elect me, I am happy to help where I can, for as long as I can.
For as long as you can. So you'd be willing to sacrifice your business, your time with your family, to serve, to attend these board meetings, to attend committee assignments, be enrolled, you know, involved in parks and rec or planning or whatever. You're willing to make that kind of sacrifice?
Yes, sir, I am. I mean, if you take a minute and think about it, if you have a family home or a family property that's been passed on for generations, unless you're hiring out all the work to other people, it takes a lot of effort to maintain your home and your property. Someone's not going to say that they just don't want to do maintenance on their family property anymore and let it go to waste. So I kind of look at this town in the same way. This is my home. I hope this is my children's and grandchildren's home as well. So if home needs a little bit of work or maintenance, then you know what? It's my responsibility to do what I can.
Absolutely. Well, one other text message just came in, said that they've been noticing different mailers coming to the mailboxes. Signs are going up. They like your signs, by the way. He texted, he said, whoever created his signs put some nice sign work together. Are you out knocking on doors? Are you talking to the folks here before the August 6th primary?
So I am planning on doing that now. That's been kind of a rough point for me. April, May, June, everything leading up to the 4th is realistically my busiest time of the year for work. So I was doing what I can. Starting next week, I am going to have time, though, to actually go out, knock on doors, make myself a little more visible other than just at the public meetings. So we have mailers that are going to be going out as well at some point. I can't remember exactly when, but those are going to be sent out pretty shortly here.
Okay, very good, because the absentee ballots have been finally sent out. Everybody's getting them. Other question, do you have a website for your campaign, a Facebook page? How are you interacting with the folks that way?
So we don't have a website set up. We have a Facebook page that is activated, and we're going to be starting to post on that. Actually, I believe it's this Friday. We're going to be going live with it. So our online presence should be blowing up pretty quickly within the next 5 or 6 days.
If somebody wanted to talk to you and ask you questions, specifically, hopefully, Tuscarora Township residents, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
So I wouldn't say the business line. Probably my personal cell would be best. That number is 231-420-6952. If anyone has any questions, they can feel free to call me or text me. If I am in the middle of something at work and can't get the phone, I'll give them a call back as soon as I can.
Okay, very good. Leave a voicemail and you'll get back to them.
Yes, sir.
Now, one other thing I do want to mention real quick. We know about the dark money from some of these opponents. Mm-hmm. Bob Kramer and Ron Oldenwall and I spoke about it previous interviews. Let me ask you this. Do you feel that you're self-funding your campaign, or are you asking for donations? Tell the folks exactly how you're funding your campaign.
So I funded a good chunk of it up front with all the signs, because I did get the oversized signs.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't asked for any donations. Yep. There have been people that have been coming forward that wanted to donate, and I'm happy for that.
Yep, very good. Listen, Tyler, we're up against a hard news break. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Happy to. Thanks for having me.
Tyler Gorel, Tuscarora Township Trustee. Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Michigan's Child Protective Services is still not doing enough to protect possibly abused or neglected children, such as not doing face-to-face assessments of a suspected abuse or neglect victim within a day. That's according to an audit released Tuesday by the Office of the Auditor General. Carroll. The audit is a follow-up from a scathing 2018 report that uncovered serious issues with Michigan's Child Protective Services during the administration of former Governor Rick Snyder. The follow-up report shows progress, something the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services